I attended the Vancouver screening of The Line Has Shattered, the documentary on the seminal 1963 Vancouver Poetry Conference. And while the film itself was a revelation, hearing a comment by one of the attendees after the film struck me. It was something to the effect of, "It was nice to see the town before all the condos." You look at the cover of Liquidity's Vancouver Poems Then and Now, and there's a ghostly image of a new structure towering above something much older in what might be fog or what might stand for the future looming over the past, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. A retooling and in part a republication of a book from 40 years ago, Liquidity's is an extraordinary take on the restlessness one can feel when one is open to, one might say aware of, the possibilities of how historical events shape the spirit of a place and the activities that happen every day. Or as Chief Seattle was purported to have said, "At night when the streets of your cities and villages are silent and you think they're deserted, they'll throng with the returning hosts that once filled them and still love this beautiful land. Wow. The white man will never be alone." Mm-hmm. Daphne Marlatt is an award-winning poet who lives in Vancouver. Her poetry titles include Steveston, The Given, and most recently, Liquidity's, Vancouver Poems Then and Now. She's also written three novels, a collection of essays, and a contemporary version of a Japanese no play. She's included in Forcefield, the first anthology of BC women poets published in 34 years. And in addition, and this is from Wikipedia, in 1977, she became more involved in feminist concerns, attended and organized several feminist conferences, and in 1985 co-founded Tessera, Feminist Journal. Around this time, she's quoted as saying, "A time of transition for me as I tried to integrate my feminist reading with a largely male-mentored postmodernist poetic, at the same time coming out as a lesbian in my life as well as in my writing." Wow, just to have this kind of access to you and your thoughts is really remarkable. I'm very grateful.
Okay, well, it's good to meet you.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
So, I made reference to The Line Has Shattered. Does it seem like 50 years since that happened?
Well, it certainly did until Robert did that film. And then, you know, it brought it all so vividly back, watching the film. 50 years is a lot. You know, you were talking about the city, the changes in the city. In 50 years, a lot has happened in this city. And I don't know that such a gathering could be held at UBC anymore. It was much more freewheeling in those days. The universities were... They become, of course, as you know, very institutionalized and regulated. But the city itself has changed a lot, too, because in those days, 1963, well, we were on the edge of the whole hippie era in Vancouver, and there was so much more experimentation, imagination. Imagination was key, and I think it's sadly diminished these days. There was a sense of curiosity about the place itself, how to integrate art, I'm thinking of Tom Burra's work, and writing into this place itself. And of course, Olson's poetic was very instrumental in giving us methodology for doing that.
That's one great thread that I had intended to... track and to go into that. You call it a postmodernist poetic, but we're talking projective verse in the case of Charles Olson, in the case of Robin Blazer, who was here shortly after that mm-hmm. conference, the practice of outside mm-hmm. in talking about Jack Spicer, mm-hmm. Denise Levertov, who was on the faculty for that, and her friend Robert Duncan, who was also on the faculty, called it organic poetry. So there were different words for things that are very similar, in my view. What's your feeling about that? How would you describe your own poetics now with that kind of background and in relation to that?
That's a huge question, Paul. Duncan was a big mentor for me. He would come up and give readings for a couple of years, at least before the 1963 summer school. People call it a conference, not really. What I learned from Olson was really, it was a very male poetic in my view, but it did put me in touch with, through the breath line, a sense of proprioception of how to pay attention to my body and its senses. And that led me to Merleau-Ponty and phenomenology. But Duncan, there was something about Duncan's freedom, the way he roved through the tradition and took what was essential to his own development as a poet, that was very, very opening for me. I remember when I first got to Bloomington, Indiana, as a young student, grad student wife. I was just a wife at that point. It took me a year to get a visa so I could actually study. And I wanted to write about that conference, and it was just, I was suffering from such an incredible writer's block. I couldn't write about anything. And it was thinking about Duncan and the things he had said to us as young writers on those trips of his, about how you go back to your sources. You always go back to your sources. During that time when I started writing again, I used the fairy tale as a beginning. That was Frames of a Story. But that was when I started thinking about the city of Vancouver from a distance. I began writing the Vancouver poems then. And it was a combination of both Olson's poetic and Duncan's poetic that led me to that, I think. Feminism and what was going on with feminist writing in Quebec amongst the Québécois writers, notably Nicole Brossard, also led me to more experimentation formally. The critique of capitalism that was embedded in Olson's work and the critique of what accompanies capitalism, which is basically warmongering, that was in Robert Duncan's work, that kind of fused, I think, I mean, looking back on it now, I think it fused with the critique of the patriarchy, male dominance, the dominance of androcentric values. And having already been interested in my own female body and writing about giving birth and so on, I was pretty situated there already. But I didn't have the theory that reading Brossard and going to French theory gave me. That was a beautiful fusion of those two major streams for me.